Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us.
Good morning and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today I'm here with my sister Micah and I'm so excited to talk to her. We also have, maybe this is my gratitude, we're sitting here with our coffee and still haven't gotten out of our pajamas and it's very cozy and chill. And I'm also grateful that we get to see family today because we're having a party for my grandma's birthday. What are you grateful for, Micah?
You stole mine because I was going to say drinking coffee with you. But
in our matching pajama sweatshirts.
Yes, matching pajamas. All the coffee, all the family time.
Okay, we can share what we're grateful for. Also, disclaimer that if you hear annoying sounds in the background, it's my sister's cat.
She wants to join the podcast.
Yes. So today we're going to be talking about singleness because we've had lots of episodes about relationships and stuff like that. And so we're going to talk about singleness and just kind of hear Micah's opinion and advice and stuff like that.
So let's just... Also, disclaimer, I don't know how much advice I have, but...
You will. Okay. We'll have something. Okay. So first up is, what do you think is the biggest blessing and biggest challenge of singleness? I guess just start with blessing.
I would say the biggest blessing of singleness is probably just the time I have. I feel like I'm able to do just so much outside of work and hanging out with friends, doing volunteer stuff, stuff with church.
Traveling.
Travel. Yeah, I just have a lot of freedom with my time. So I feel like I'm able to do more of what I really enjoy and am passionate about. That would be the biggest blessing.
What about challenge?
Biggest challenge, I think for me, is just all the lies that I've believed. And yeah, just different thoughts that I've had to like speak truth into, like, oh, you're not wanted, you're not worth it, things like that. But yeah, I feel like the enemy really likes to put all the lies in your head. And so just fighting those.
How do you like speak truth against that? Like if something like that pops into your head, how do you respond to where it helps you?
I had to do a lot of... Yeah, a lot of praying, a lot of just reading my Bible to figure out, like, who God says I am and not who, like, I say I am or who, like, I am based on other people's standards. And so, yeah, there's just so many verses in the Bible that have been helpful to, like, speak truth into my life and speak truth against those lies. Like, God says I am loved. Like, he sent his son to die for me. And that's like the ultimate, ultimate way to show love. He chose me, he sees me, he hears me. He says that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He knows me, knows how many hairs are on my head. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, just finding those verses, have been super helpful. And then also just surrounding myself with other single people. And mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, whenever you feel alone, you can see how alone you are. But finding friends, finding a community is really helpful in, yeah, fighting those lies.
Yeah, I think regardless of what life season you're in, like finding other people who are also in that life season is super helpful. Like if you're like, I'm single or I'm dating or I'm a newlywed or I'm a new parent or something like that, no matter what it is, it's like really helpful to have other people to support you and kind of go through with them in that stage, and then also like have people that are a little bit ahead of you, and then also people you can pour into. Like you kind of balance out who you surround yourself with so that you have support. Excuse me, I need you to get off of my questions. Talking to the cat. Okay. So next, I want to know, what have you learned about yourself during this season?
Kind of to go along with what I was saying, just like the speaking the truth, like I've learned like where my identity lies. Like, it doesn't lie in any relationship status. I'm like whole and complete in Christ. And mm-hmm. so like just learning that, I feel like has changed my perspective on a lot of things, and like knowing that, oh, I don't have to wait for like my life to start until I get mm-hmm. married or I find a man, because it's already started. Like,
yeah,
God has called me to like a purpose right now. And like, I feel like a few years ago, I was thinking like, oh, like I have to wait until I get married to do this, but that's another lie. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, God calls and equips each of us to, do his will. And so like, I can start now, I can serve him now. And yeah.
Okay. I like that. Just embracing whatever season you're in. Cause I feel like people do that with a lot of stuff. Like, oh, mm-hmm. I'll worry about that when I'm this certain age, or when I'm done with college, or when I'm married. And it's like, yeah, you can pursue, God's putting those desires in your heart for a reason, and he can use you in whatever stage you're in at the time.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of time is wasted in that, like, whatever you're waiting for. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I have to wait for this to do this, whether that's, yeah, like a relationship or like kids mm-hmm. or a certain job or anything like that. Yeah. I feel like a lot of time is wasted in the waiting. One of my friends had told me, like, talking about her struggles and just like learning how to worship in the waiting mm-hmm. and like knowing, like,
that sounds like a book she should write.
I know. I think so. Like, it was just like so profound. Like, my life is meant to like honor and worship God, not mm-hmm. like not man. So like going and yeah, and just not like waiting for, I don't know
what for I'm what to we say. Think makes us ready or complete or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one is, what would you tell your younger self about being single? So you said like previously you had a stage where you're like, oh, I am waiting for this season of life. But if you could like tell from what you understand now, where your heart is now with it, if you could go back and tell yourself, I guess, advice or, you know, what you've learned.
I would say, like, there's so much joy in singleness, mm-hmm. and I feel like, I don't know, you always hear, like, singleness is a gift, and everyone's like, mm-hmm. I don't want that gift.
Don't give me that gift.
So I listened to way too many podcasts, and so one of them was talking about the idea of, like, singleness as a gift and how that's the gift no one wants and prays against and everything, but, like, all the gifts that God gives us, they're not meant for us. Like, it has nothing to do with us. It's always to like bring him glory. It's always to like serve other people mm-hmm. and like realizing like, yeah, this time it is a gift. And like, there's so much that like I can do to serve God in this time that I might be distracted later on in life if right. I were to be in a relationship. And so like knowing like to, yeah, like I said earlier, not to waste all that time mm-hmm. and to, yeah, just start living now. Stop looking ahead to what may or may not happen and just enjoy the time that, like, you're in now. And, yeah, I feel like finding the beauty in it. And, yeah, I feel like I've had to go through all that, like, struggle and mm-hmm. all the, like, oh, woe is me, and just, like, the self-doubt, the just the struggles and the lies to get to a place where I am now, where God had to like show me the truth, show me who he is, mm-hmm. who I am in him. And yeah, I feel like, I don't know, it's hard to like put yourself back there mm-hmm. and be like, oh, well, if you would have just known this, it would have been better, because maybe I wouldn't have learned all of
the lessons. Well, people can tell you that all they want, and you're like you said, God had to kind of bring you through that to a place where you're at now. Whereas if people are like, it's a gift, just enjoy. It's like, okay, you can say that.
Yeah, because it's usually married people who are saying like, oh, this is a gift. Enjoy this time.
Enjoy
it
while you can.
And it's like, well, you're not here anymore.
You don't understand.
But yeah, I feel like telling myself like, it will get better.
Mm-hmm.
You will like have a lot of fun. You will like enjoy and love this time. So,
do you remember what the podcast was that was talking about that or no?
I honestly have no idea. Okay. I listened to too many podcasts.
No, that's fine. I was just curious. Okay. So next, what advice? Okay. Sorry. Maybe this kind of goes with that, but oh well. What advice would you give to people who are currently single and are not content in their singleness? Mm-hmm.
A lot of prayer. just seeking God and knowing your identity and like who he says you are. I think that has been the biggest help for me. Just seeking him and what he wants you to do right now. Realizing that you are a whole, complete person in Christ. Like you don't need to wait for your quote unquote better half. I think that just makes me frustrated. Like, oh, where's your other half? I'm like, I got two halves right here. Like my whole self. Yeah. but yeah, just seek God in who he says you are. And yeah, try to enjoy the waiting. Don't surround yourself with like only married people. Yes, spend time with married people because you can learn so much from them. But there's just something so like life-giving about being with other people who are in your like same stage of life, who you can encourage each other, you can share your struggles, that like they're gonna understand where someone else may have an idea because they've been through that, but it's been like distance. So have community, do things you're passionate about, stop waiting.
The other half thing you were talking about reminded me of, I forget who I was talking, it might have been the episode with Marcy, I don't know, but how like God is not like shocked or surprised. Oh, it was Marcy. So if you listen to the motherhood episode, she was talking about like, you know, God has a plan for each baby that's born, and he's not like, oh, surprise, like accident baby, what am I going to do with this one? Like she was saying, like he has a story for everyone. So I feel like if you're just going around like, I don't have my other half, or I'm waiting for all this, it's like God isn't like, oh, can't use you yet. Like he's giving you passions, he's giving you spiritual gifts and things that he wants you to pursue. And so he's not like, oh, I gotta wait until I, you know, match this person up with someone else. He's already working in you, and he's already working through you. And like, I'm sure, like I can think of when I was younger and stuff, or even now, people who, you know, were able to invest in me because they had time, because they were single, or they didn't have kids yet, or they didn't have all this stuff. It's like, you can probably think of people in your life who really poured into you because they could, because they had the time. They like chose to, you know, not just wait, but do something with their single season that they had. Oh, also I wanted to say, you said earlier something about, you know, you're waiting on this thing that may or may not happen. And I feel like maybe in the church a lot, like people just assume, well, maybe not even just in the church, just people, like people just assume eventually everyone will be with someone, or they'll say like, oh, there's someone out there, you got to wait and meet the right one. And it's like, yeah, most people, yes, they do. But also, you're right, you could be waiting around for this thing, and it's like, you don't know what that looks like for your future. And some people really do, like they either are single, or they choose to be single, or whatever. Or, you know, if they waited around, some people meet who they want to marry when they're like, whatever, middle-aged, or you know what I mean? So it's like, if you are just waiting for that specific time, it's like, you don't know when that's going to be for you or what it's going to look like. So
yeah. And I've read my Bible plenty of times, and I have yet to find the verse in it that God promises everyone a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, I know we'll talk about that in a little bit,
that's fine.
But like, I think that has been like a harmful thing in my mind too. Like, Because then, yeah, you start to question, like, oh, okay, if everyone's, like, has someone, then, like, what's wrong with me that I don't have it now? And it's,
or like, did I miss it? Was I supposed to, like, stick with this scenario that I decided wasn't the right thing? Or, you know?
And so, yeah, just knowing, like, I think go back to the first question, like, what was the biggest challenge? Like, I feel like, yeah, surrendering, like, my will.
It's the cat.
Like surrendering my desires to God and knowing like I might not get that. And that's okay because Jesus is worth it. Like he says he is the cat's trying to eat the computer.
Okay. It's fine.
But yeah, Jesus says that he is enough. And like, just being able to fully surrender. Like, yes, I want to get married. I want to have a family. But, like, even if that never happens in this lifetime, like, it's still worth worshiping Jesus. It's still worth, like, following him and surrendering everything to him. Because my life was, like, I was born so I could bring him glory. It wasn't for...
to go find somebody.
Yeah. For my own desires. So
next is what I feel like every time I ask a question, I'm like, you kind of already are talking about that, but that's fine. Okay.
I'll just repeat all the answers.
Is what has singleness done for your relationship with God?
Yeah, I feel like I've talked a little bit about this, but yeah, I felt like back to the time thing, I've had time to really like spend in his word, just being able to study more and like learn more about his character, knowing, just who he is. And I've got to see just his faithfulness through, I mean, my whole life, but, just learning to wait on him and knowing that his plan is perfect. And yes, I might have like certain ideas like, oh, this would be good, or like, I would really like this to happen, but knowing ultimately like he's in control, like he is the father who gives good gifts. He's not gonna like withhold things that are like that will like help me serve him more.
Right.
So just knowing like, yeah, just who he is. I feel like I've really grown in my like trust in him and knowing that he will take care of me, he will provide for me and whatever that is. And it may not be exactly what I think I need or what I should have, but knowing that he, he's gonna take care of what I need.
I think that applies to a lot of scenarios too. Like if you're listening to this and this is not your biggest like concern right now, that I like what you said, just you're realizing like your desires or needs might not be God's biggest desires for your life or God's priorities. Like he's doing things in and through you that maybe are not like, like we think we need or want certain things, but maybe he has something bigger that we don't understand yet.
Yeah, just reading different stories in the Bible, like, I don't know, like take Joseph, for example. Like, I'm sure that's nothing how he imagined or hoped his life would be, but
or what anyone would choose on purpose.
Like he did for the kingdom, like how, just faithful he was to God. And that's, cat is so distracting. I'm sorry for all the noises you hear. But yeah, like God was so glorified through his life. And yeah, just knowing we have no idea what is happening, like big picture.
Right.
But just trusting like he's going to take care of it all. And just, yeah, surrendering what we want because it's not about us. Life is not about us. And that's a hard thing to get in our heads.
And also, I was just thinking too, this is not related to like your relationship with God directly, but I was thinking that there are like if people are in like the stage of singleness, I don't even feel like I should be saying like stage or season because again it's like some people that's just
life.
But
you have no idea,
we just don't know. But those people are able to reach people in a way that like a married person can't, or a parent can't. Like, you specifically are able to speak to people in a way that, like, is significant for your life right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that could reach somebody that, like, someone might connect with you because of that and, like, yeah. seek your advice and seek, like, you as a mentor or something, as opposed to someone who is in a different stage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it, I don't know. I just feel like we do tend to, without God's help, we tend to focus on the negatives and, like, yeah. here's why I'm unhappy right now. Here's why I'm stressed right now. And it's like, okay, but what are the things that, like, God can specifically use in the scenario you're in mm-hmm. to, like you said, maybe not just make you happy, but benefit the kingdom and benefit other people and draw you closer to him and all of that.
All of the things.
Okay, last one, unless you can add whatever you want at the end, but how do you think the church / just Christian community in general improve the way they support single Christians?
I think the biggest one is stop, like, I don't even know the right word for this, but believing or insinuating mm-hmm. That marriage is the ultimate goal of mm-hmm. the single life. Or not the single life, but, like, the Christian life.
Hashtag single life.
But, like, yeah, it's not the goal of the Christian life. And right. I feel like
the goal, yeah, I think that's good.
That has not necessarily been, like, I always get explicitly taught and implicitly. I never remember what I think you're right. But, like, I feel like it's never, like, come out and, like, specifically said, but it's definitely, like, the idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's not my ultimate goal in life, because my ultimate goal in life is to, like, serve mm-hmm. God. Like, and so I think getting that out of our mindsets, like, mm-hmm. if you're a good Christian woman or man, like, you will be married. Like,
your person's out there, and, yeah, you just yeah, have to
I feel like wait stop for that. Saying those things or, like, mm-hmm. insinuating those things, I feel like
you're welcome.
That would be the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. And then stop asking people, like, when are you gonna start dating? Like, oh, do you have a boyfriend yet? Because
right, some people, every time you see them,
yeah. And I feel like it hasn't been as much recently for me, which is helpful, but, like, especially in college, like, if I would come home, mm-hmm. like, a lot of things, like, friends or family would be like, oh, hey, so are you dating anyone now?
Right.
And, like, that would be the very first question. And that
nothing
just,
else matters.
Yeah, it makes it, like, yeah, like, oh, that's where my worth is. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. And so, like, ask them about their life. Ask them about other things. If that's your relationship with them, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, stop making that the first question. And right. if they are, like, wanting to date, if people want to share that information, mm-hmm. they're going to share it, which I know this is not anything like this because it's probably way, way more painful. But, like, just how people ask, like, oh, when are you having kids? When are you doing this? Whenever, like,
yeah.
people are, like, some people are really trying. Some people are struggling. Maybe mm-hmm. people don't want that.
Or and, they like, can't.
Yeah, like.
That's true. As soon as you, it's like when you're single, just people are like, when are you going to start
a harmful
dating?
Thing, yeah.
When are you getting married? And then as soon as you're married, it's like, when are you going to have kids? And it's like.
Those Why types can't you of say, like, oh, hey, like, tell me what God is teaching you in your life right now? Or, like, tell me, like,
what are you looking forward to in your life? What yeah. are you learning, you know?
Let's talk about the person and not
all the extras
else.
They yeah. need to add on to their life for it to be
whole and complete. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I would say that. I feel like I had some other things, but they're gone from my head right now.
Like, just is there anything you feel like, okay, so we're saying not asking those questions that make the person feel like, you know, they haven't reached the goal. Is there anything else you think like the church could do to, because, oh, actually, so this is also kind of random, but whenever actually Marcy visited me, not this past time, but the one before, she came to church and she was like, I think I would, you know, really like this church. And she was like, cause they really emphasized like, here's how we're supporting this type of person, this mm-hmm. type of person. And she was like, but I wonder how I'd feel if I was just like a single person coming to the church.
Yeah.
And so like, do you think there's something that we could do in general that would kind of provide that space that supports people who are single, because there's always like, here's the children's program, here's like the class for the people who are doing premarital counseling, or like the, you know, like they've got different areas that are usually focused on. Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like all of the ones that I have heard of, like, oh, here's a singles group. It's always like, oh, here's a singles group so you can meet other singles and get married. Like, and which that's not a bad thing, but I feel like that's like anytime there is a single person or we have a group of single people, like we have to hurry and match them because how could you ever be happy being single? Like,
again, not directly said, but kind of implied by the way people act. And
yeah. And so, I mean, just, I don't know, any sort of encouragement or like, hey, this person's wanting to do this ministry, let's like support them. Yeah, I don't know, just noticing treating them like a whole person.
Yeah.
And
because be I feel a nice like, human.
Yeah, a lot of, I mean, there are some churches that I've seen like do this well, but there are a lot of churches where it's like, oh, if you want to like be a certain, like if you want to be a pastor, if you want to be a teacher, like you have to be married, you have to like have this fit, or like if you're not, then it's like, oh well, are they gonna do a good job, like and just like kind of making it like less than. So yeah, I would think just treating people like a nice human. And yeah, I think that would be helpful.
All right. Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Also, I don't want anyone to think that I'm like bashing marriage or thinking that it's a terrible thing.
I don't think it sounded like that.
I know, but I feel like, I don't know, sometimes you just hear what you want to hear and I'm just, that's not what I'm saying.
We love a disclaimer. Yes. We've always
got to have a disclaimer in there because maybe one day I will be married and
they'll be like, Micah, remember what you said?
Yeah. Like, marriage is terrible. No one should ever do it. But no, I think it's also a beautiful gift from God. And there's other like blessings and challenges that come along with that.
Right.
But, yeah. Be nice to the singles out there. They're just living their life.
they're just enjoying what they enjoy, and they can focus on stuff that maybe they couldn't otherwise.
Correct.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing. Thanks for joining. Apologies again if you heard cat noises.
So sorry.
But I hope you enjoyed the episode, and feel free to comment on the Instagram post if you want to share your own thoughts on this topic.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.